The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehuda Gestetner, Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Canada, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We know one of the Lamatas Malachas on Shabbos is the Malacha of Teichen, the Malacha of grinding, of crushing. The Gemara in Shabbos of Kufmem Aleph Amar Aleph has a memra. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hani Palpali Medak Chada Chada Bekata De Sakina Shari. A person may crush peppers one at a time with the back of a knife, with the handle of a knife. But Tarti Aser, if you're crushing more than one pepper with the back of a knife, then it's going to be Aser. The Gemara goes on, Rava Amar, Rava says, Kivan De Mishani Afilo Tuvanami, because he is crushing it with his shinoi, he's crushing it in an unusual manner with the back of a knife, Afilu Tuvanami, he can even crush many peppers at a time. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rava, Shulchan Aruch Simon Shinchaf Aleph Siv Zayin, Mutter Ladach Palpulin Afilu Harbi Yachad, a person's allowed to crush palpulin peppers even many at a time, Vuhu Sheyaduchim Bekatash Al Sakinu Vekaara. As long as you're crushing them with the back of a knife, with the handle of a knife, with a ka'ara and with a plate. The Beis Yosef brings down Rishonim that explain this heter of doing teichen bekata shel sakina, with the back of a knife, with a shinui. And the explanation is that just like by beirer, we have a concept that as long as you're being beirer, biyad, you're doing the bur with your hand, you're not doing bur b'kli. So then it's going to be, that's a bur shalhata, then bur will be mutter, as long as you're doing bur b'kli, and you're also keeping the other tanayim that you need in bur, like you're being bur oichel mitaych psailas, you're being bur the food from the psailas, and you're also being bur miyad, you're being bur for immediate use. So then you can be bur, but it has to be biyad, it has to be bur with your hands. Because since the normal way of bayer in the Mishkan wasn't with your hand, it was with the kli, so therefore, bayer biyad is mutter. So too, the Rishonim say by teichen as well, the normal fashion of teichen was with a mortar and a pestle, was with special kalim for teichen. So if you're now going to be teichen with the back of a knife, that's called a shinoi, and that's mutter on Shabbos. There's another heter as well, which we find in Teichen, which is similar to Beir. One of the tenayim you need for Beir, in order for it to be mutter, is to be Beir miyad. You have to be Beir for immediate use. You cannot be Beir now for something that you need later. So if you're being Beir now for a suda that you're going to be eating in 2 hours from now, that's Aser. So too, by Teichen, the Rashba says that if a person is being Teichen, a person is grinding, for a samach lesuda, he's grinding for immediate use, so too will teichen be mutter. And even if the teichen is not done b'shinoi, but the teichen is being done miyad for its immediate use, it will be mutter. That's the Ramah brings down the Rashba in Sif Yud Beis. Avom lach le miyad hakel shari. If you're doing bayer to eat right away, then akel shari, then it's mutter. The difference, although we have these two similarities between bayer and teichen, that there's a heter to be teichen for immediate use, and there's a heter to be teichen. There's a heter to be teichen bekata de sakina with the back of a knife with a shinoi. It's different than bayer in the fashion that by bayer in order. For there to be a heter of bayer, you have to have three tanaim. You have to have, first of all, that you're doing it for immediate use. Secondly, that you're doing it biyad, that you're doing it with your hands, not with a kli. And thirdly, it has to be eichel mitaych psailis. The bayer has to be food from the psailis, and not vice versa. On the other hand, by teichen, the heter of miyad, as long as you have the heter of miyat, as long as you bring teichen for its immediate use, according to the Ramah, that will be mutter. And even if you're being teichen bekli, even if you are being teichen bekli, and so too, the heter of teichen bekata de sakina, doing teichen in an unusual fashion, that will be mutter, even if it's not miyad, even if you're being teichen for a not immediate usage, you're being teichen for a later time, if you're doing it with a shinoi, it's going to be mutter. So you don't need both tanayim, either tanai, as long as you're doing it for miyad, or if you're doing it in an unusual fashion, will be a heter by teichen to be teichen on Shabbos. What does it mean, miyad? What's the translation of miyad, that it has to be done right away for bayir and for teichen? So the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be beinan samach l'suda mamish. You have to do the teichen or the bayir mamish right before the suda, during the preparation to the suda. You cannot take a break between the preparations and the suda. And the Mishnah Berurah says va'chaytchen abetzalom va'tznayin dak dak. A person is chaytach, he grinds tak tak, shah ishtayim kaidma suda, an hour or two before the suda, karev hadavar loimar shachayev chatos. If a person does not keep this tanai of miyad, that has to be immediately before the suda, and he waits an hour and two after he was taichen, till the suda, karev hadavar loimar shachayev chatos. Although we said that the Ramah was mati like the Rajba, that as long as he being taichen miyad, he being taichen for immediate usage is mutter, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are many chalakim on this. V'yesh mefakfakin al heter zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah. Some people are mefakfak on this heter, and he brings in other achrenim who also hold that it's, he brings in achrenim who hold that the Rajba is not pashut. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best to be machmir. And to at least, if you've been relying on the heter of being chaytach miyad, of grinding for right before the suda, you should make the pieces that you're grinding a little bit bigger than usual. And that, if you do that, then you can be mekel to be teichen miyad. And he says, mikol makman nehagim lechtech habitzalim, even if one relies totally on the heter of the Ramah, ein limcheis biyadam, yesh lahem amisha yismachu, they have who to be saimichon. Lagabe, these halachas, these two aterim which we discussed, of the heter of being teichen miyad for immediate usage, and the heter of being teichen pekata de sakina, using the back of a knife, is a very fascinating machlekes, Chazanish and Rav Moshe. The Chazanish is discussing whether a person could be merasik bananas, a person could squash bananas in order to feed them to children, feed them to young children, who have a hard time eating whole bananas. So you want to mash the bananas in order to make it easier for the children to eat. And the Chazanish over there, he says that since he doesn't agree to the Mishnah Berurah or to the Ramah, and he says, Be'etzem, the Ikur Halacha is not like the Rajba. The Ikur Halacha is that Teichen, even Miyad, if you're grinding even for immediate usage, is not Mutter, and he brings a Tesefta, he brings a Rai from a Tesefta like that. That teichen miyad is not mutter. He says, even according to the Rajba, who says teichen miyad is mutter, he says over there that mashing a banana would even be worse. That's a more serious type of teichen. And even the Rajba will mask him that mashing a banana is teichen. So therefore, he says, a person is not allowed to mash a banana on Shabbos to feed the children, even if he's doing it miyad, even if he's mashing the bananas right before its usage. And he says that if you do mash the bananas, yechayiv achatos. Not only doesn't he hold of the Rashba's heter, but he holds that there's actually a chayiv achatos here. That you actually chayiv achatos if you mash a banana. So he says the only etz you have to mash the bananas for the children is to do it bekata de sakina, to mash it with the back of a knife, like the first heter we said by teichen, that if you do a shinoi in teichen to kata sakina, then it's mutter. Rav Moshe Feinstein comes along, and he's chaylik on the Chazanish in 3 points. Firstly, on this that the Chazanish says that there's teichen when you mash a banana, Rav Moshe says that it's not called teichen at all. Rav Moshe explains that teichen means that you're taking a solid food and you're grinding it into many small little pieces. When you're mashing a banana, says Rav Moshe, that's not called teichen. You're not mashing a mass into tiny little pieces. You're taking one piece and you're mashing it into one gush. You're mashing it into one body, which is just softer. But you're not taking one entity and grinding them into many different pieces. So he says, depends what you're grinding. If you're grinding something which after you grind it, it's still noticeable that there are many different little pieces, like if you're grinding peppers or figs, that after the grinding, even if it looks like one mass, but you can still, it's recognizable that there are many different pieces after the grinding, that will be also, that's teichen. But when you mash a banana or you mash an avocado, and these things, after you mash them, you don't see different pieces. You just see that till now there was a stiff banana, and after you mash it, there's a soft banana. And that is not part of the Isra of teichen, and that's mutter to do on Shabbos. That's one machlekes Rav Moshe has at the Chazon Ish. The second machlekes that Rav Moshe has at the Chazon Ish is that he disagrees with the premise that the Chazon Ish says that Halacha is not like the Rashba. We said earlier, the Rashba holds, and the Ramah paskins like the Rashba, that teichen miyad is mutter. If you're being teichen for immediate use, it's mutter. And the Chazon Ish held that we do not paskin like the Rashba. Rav Moshe says, no, that brings down lots of achrenim, and that do passing like the Rashba. He says the Ikar Shita is like the Rashba, that Teichen Miyad is Mutter. Although, he himself says that a Bal Nefesh should be yet Machmir, a Bal Nefesh is best to be Machmir, not relying on the Rashba, unless he has a Tzarech Gadol. But the Ikar Din, Rav Moshe says, of course, that we passing like the Rashba, that Beirer Miyad, Beirer for immediate, Teichen Miyad, Teichen for immediate usage, is mutter. Lamaisa, even though Rav Moshe was chilek on the Chazon Ish, and he held that there is no teichen by bananas, and even though he held there is no iser teichen if you teichen miyad, if you teichen for immediate usage, he still says Lamaisa im efsher lischaik bekata teiv lasis kain, if you're able to be chayshish for the Chazon Ish and to do it with the back of a knife, it is mutter because the Chazon Ish held that way. After Rav Moshe argues on these two points of the Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe asks a third kash on the Chazon Ish. And he asks as follows, V'ktzas kasha l'Chazon Ish, d'mashma d'ika issa d'raisa l'schaik bananas, k'derech hanashim b'chol. Chazon Ish was mashma that if you mash the bananas, even miyad, there's an issa d'raisa. So he asks, eich matir b'shinoi, ham d'rabbanan asur kol malacha b'shinoi, v'tzarech in k'tzas. Moshe is asking, how could the Chazon Ish say, if he holds it's malacha d'oraisa to mash bananas, how could he go ahead and be matir you to mash bananas bekata t'sakina, with the back of a knife, if we know all over in Hilchos Shabbos that if a person does a malacha b'shinoi, all it does is it downgrades it from a malacha d'oraisa to a issa d'rabbanan. But a issa d'rabbanan there should still be, because he's doing a malacha b'shinoi. That's the klal always in Shabbos. If a person does a malacha with a shinoi, so now the malacha becomes an issa d'rabbanan, but it's not mutter. So why was the Chazon Ish makel and say that you're allowed to mash the banana with the kata d'sakina, with the handle of a knife, and he says it's mutter? If anything, at best, all it should do is downgrade it from a d'oraisa to a d'rabbanan. This kasha of Rav Moshe on the Chazon Ish needs understanding. We just said that's Mefurish Gemara, Gemara Bayas. Gemara says clearly that if a person is teichen bekata d'sakina, if a person does teichen with the back with the handle of a knife, it's mutter. It's b'shinoi. And we said the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that. If a person does teichen with the back of a knife, it's mutter. So what's Rav Moshe asking in the Chazon Ish? How was he mantir to mash the bananas with the back of a knife? It should be Issa d'Rabbanan. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. We pass him like that. That if a person does Teichen with the back of a knife, it's Mutter. What was bothering Rav Moshe? To understand better where Rav Moshe's Kasha was in the Chazon Ish, and to understand what the Chazon Ish held, we have to understand better what is this heter of doing teichen with the handle of a knife with a shinoi. L'chayra, Moshe has a good taina that just like every day, raisa, if a person does b'shinoi, all it does is it downgrades it to an isadar abanan. So too over here, if a person does teichen with the back of a knife, at best, it should change it to isadar abanan. Why taka does the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch matir teichen with the back of a knife? So this question, Rabbi Seitzer brings down b'shem the Shibali Aleket. Shibali Aleket asked this question, Shatama lama lo yehi asam rabanan kisha isa b'shinoi. Why shouldn't it be asam rabanan if you do teichen b'shinoi? And he answers, Tshuva, kata de sakina shinui gomeru. He says, kata de sakina is a shinui gomer. And he explains that the normal way of doing teichen was with a madach shal evan, was with a grinder of evan, mortar and a pestle of evan. That was the spitz way. That was the best way to do teichen. The second best way to do teichen was a madach shal etz, was a wooden madach, a wooden grinder. And over here that you're doing it by kata de sakina, which is two steps removed from the best way of doing teichen, that's called a shinui gomer, that's called a great shinui, and that becomes mutter totally. Tahainu, if a person would just do teichen on a maduch shal eitz with a wooden grinder, that would downgrade it to a drabanan. But since he's going another, over here he's grinding two steps removed from the normal fashion, he's doing it with the back of a knife, which is two steps removed from the best way of doing teichen, then such a shinui gomer, will be mutter totally. And he says that is the same explanation why berer biyad is mutter. He says the best way of doing berer is benapa. The second best way of doing berer is beknoidin tamchoi, a different type of a sifting. And the third best way is biyad. So a person does berer two steps removed from the normal way that was berer was done in the Mishkan. So then, it is not only pater avalos, it's not only a nisad rabbanan, but it's actually mutter. So from this Shibali Aleket we see that the only time teichen is mutter with the shinoi is only if it's a shinoi gadol, is only if it's two steps removed from the ultimate, from the best type of teichen. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, which discusses a case of kata de sakina, is discussing a case of palpulin, is discussing a case of peppers. So by palpulin, to do it by kata de sakina, that is two steps removed from the best teichen. But if you would have a case, let's say, which by kata de sakina is not two steps removed, if you have a case where the back of a knife is only one step removed from the normal way of grinding that specific item, then it should come out. That would be called a teichen b'shinoi, but it will not be a teichen of a shinoi gadol, it will be a regular shinoi, and such a shinoi, such an unusual manner, because it's not a shinoi gadol, should be asam adrabanan. And that's l'chayr pshat, now we can understand what Rav Moshe was bothered by with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that if a person mashes a banana with the front of a spoon, with the front of a fork, he'll be chayiv d'oraisa for teichen, because the Chazon Ish didn't hold of the heter of miyad, he didn't hold of the heter of being teichen for immediate usage. So Rav Moshe asked on the Chazon Ish, if you hold the chayiv d'oraisa for being teichen with the front of his fork, so how could you tell me that if you turn the fork over to the back, and you do teichen with the back of a fork, it will be mutter? If it's the raisa in the front, and the back would have to be the rabbanon. Bishleim, if you would tell me that the normal way of being teichen a fruit, a banana, let's say, would be in a different type of a grinder, in a big grinder, and then the front of a spoon would be the second best way, and the back of the fork, or the back of the spoon, would be the third best way, so that would be called a shinoi gadol, or be mutter. And that's l'chayra how the paiskim go, that be'etzem, the best way to grind, to mash, or to grind a fruit, is not the front of the fork, but to do it in a grinding machine. Just like the best way to do teichen with palpulin is in a mortar and a pestle. So too, the best way to do teichen with the fruit would be in the larger grinding machine. And the second best way would be with the front of a fork. So therefore, a matter, the back of a fork, that's called a shinui gadol. It's two steps removed from the best way. But Rav Moshe was asking in the Chazon Ish, so according to you, the Chazon Ish, that the front of a fork is still considered teicha medaraisa, you still chayiv teicha medaraisa, if you mash something with the front of a fork. So how could you tell me now that if you turn the fork over to the back and you're mashing it with the handle of the fork in the back, that it should be mutter? At best, it should be considered a regular shinui, and you should still be it should still be asam and rabbanon to mash it with the back of a fork. It's interesting to note that the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaser brings down b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if a person is mashing with a spoon, he's mashing, let's say, avocado with a spoon, or mashing banana with a spoon, he does not have to use the handle of the spoon. Because he says that, on the contrary, using the handle of a spoon is probably a better way of mashing a banana than the front of a spoon. Because by a fork, since the front of the fork is more normal, then you use the back of the fork. But by a spoon, because the back of the spoon is probably more efficient for the mashing, you could use even the front of a spoon for the mashing. So just to recap the halachas we learned today, there is a malacha of teichen, and we said two hatarim, one teichen is mutter. The Gemara says, if a person is teichen bekata tesakina, he's teichen in an unusual manner, like the back of a knife, the handle of a knife, then teichen is mutter. And this is mutter even if he's not doing it immediately before the meal. And we explained, because it's a shinui gadol, it's a very unusual way to mash and to grind, so therefore it's mutter. And the second hetter we said was the hetter of being teichen miyad, of being teichen for immediate use right before the suda. The Rama over there is also matter, although on that there are some chelkim, the Chazon Ish doesn't like it, and Mishnah Berurah says the achrayim are mefakfek, they're not so clear about this heter. So therefore, you should only be mekel with the heter of miyad only if there is a tzairich or a need. The last halacha we learned was the machlekes, the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe, is there a malacha of teichen when you're mashing a fruit or a vegetable, when you're not grinding one piece into many little pieces, where you have a banana, and when you're mashing the banana, it still stays one unit, and it's not mashed into many small pieces? The Moshe holds there's no teichen over there. Teichen only means grinding a large piece into many small pieces. And the Chazon Ish says no, that's also called teichen. Even mashing goes into the category of teichen, and it's aser midaraisa to mash on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.